Eric Koble tends to speak in metaphors. Ask him why a nationally known playwright would premiere new work at Boise Contemporary Theater, and he calls a premiere a birth.
As with any birth, I imagine, one wants to surround oneself with as many friendly faces and a safe environment as one can, and a calm environment as one can. Not all theaters are calm, or safe, or friendly. I have found BCT to be all of the above.
Graphic Depictions is the second play Koble has premiered at BCT. It, too, is full of metaphors. You encounter one right from the top. In rehearsal, actress Tracy Sunderland sits alone on stage, humming. The set is minimal. It suggests an art studio. Sunderland addresses the audience.
The clouds are coming down on us. Literally. It was on NPR. From a report in Scientific American. The cloud cover overhead? It's descending. It's physically coming closer to Earth every year. Because of global warming, there's an inversion, I think, or the dew point.
Those descending clouds are a key. Sunderland's character, Alexa, has experienced something tragic.
I haven't seen the sun in a very long time.
And throughout the play, she builds towards some action.
And that's why this has to be done.
But no one involved with Graphic Depictions will say what happened or what is going to happen. Sunderland says unraveling Alexa's mystery is the joy of the play.
Is there one surprise you can give away? Just something to
whet
our appetites? Everyone's
asking me that. And I'm like, well, no. Gosh, I think I would just say that people are going to be really surprised, I think, and delighted by what this woman does.
Playwright Eric Koble explains the secrecy with another metaphor.
It's a play that I think you kind of get one trip through the funhouse with. There's one time when you go through when you have no idea what's around each corner. And if one goes through that same funhouse a second time, it can be a very fun experience, but it's a totally different experience.
We do know that Alexa is married, she has kids and aging parents, she works as a graphic designer, hence the title, and she's the only character in the play. Alexa talks to the audience throughout, taking them along on her mental journey. It's very personal, but Boise audiences have met Alexa before. Sort of. In 2011, Koble premiered a play called The Velocity of Autumn at Boise Contemporary Theater. That play and Graphic Depictions are part of a trilogy Koble calls the Alexandra plays.
It's not exactly the same woman, but in some ways it is. This is a confusing description of it.
A bit confusing, yes, but it's not a typical trilogy. It doesn't follow a story or characters through time. Each play stands on its own.
It's about the same woman if she was alive at three different points in her life in 2013. Basically.
In Velocity of Autumn, Alexa is 80. In Girl's Guide to Coffee, which hasn't played in Idaho, she's in her 20s, determined to become an artist. In Graphic Depictions, she's in her 40s, trying to reconnect with the artistic dreams she gave up years ago. Art is another key symbol in the play, but director Dwayne Blackaller downplays the importance of metaphor.
There's a sense of sort of high energy storytelling that sort of just holds the thing together. Tracy read the play, never having read it. There were three of us in the room weeping at the same time, completely uplifted.
Blackaller says he was also amazed in that first reading at Eric Koble's beautiful use of language. And as the show has approached tonight's opening, Blackaller has kept Koble involved. They email frequently, and Blackaller sends daily rehearsal notes. That's how Koble likes it as a new play prepares for the stage. Remember he compared premieres to birth? Well, his plays are his children.
You do your best when they're very little, and then as they get larger, they have to go off and have their own adventures, and at some point, they totally leave the house. You get the occasional postcard of, hey, I'm in Chicago, I'm having a great time, or, oh, I'm drunk in a gutter in St. Louis, and life is awful.
Right now, his first Boise kid, Velocity of Autumn, is off having adventures in Washington and New York. It starts a month-long run at the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. in September, then has a tentative Broadway opening later this fall. Koble doesn't know if Graphic Depictions will follow a similar path. He had been worried about the Boise run. An actress alone on stage for an hour plus is tough to pull off. But Koble says his concerns disappeared when he heard Tracy Sunderland read it. She's the perfect person, he says, to bring it into the world. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.